USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some unwelcome economic news for the White House as inflation remains high. The consumer price index rose 7.5% in January compared to a year ago. Jared Bernstein is with the White House Council of Economic Advisors. He tells Fox News there are some silver linings, but they're focused on doing better.
In the month of January, hourly wages grew 0.7%, inflation grew 0.6%, so you see a slight beat there. Hourly wages actually grew in real terms in the month of January. That's not good enough for us.
The shortage of health care workers is in the spotlight in the Senate. Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper opening a hearing and arguing that the United States must find ways to combat burnout and build a robust and diverse health care workforce for the future. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The administration is disputing reports of federal funds for crack pipes.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to play cleanup on Wednesday when asked about $30 million in taxpayer money used to supply smoking kits to addicts, including crack pipes.
Part of the kit, or were they removed in response to this reporting and this pushback?
They were never part of the kit. It was inaccurate reporting, and we wanted to put out information to make that clear.
However, the original article in the Washington Free Beacon quoted the Department of Health and Human Services, which specifically mentioned crack pipes. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The lowest life expectancy prior to the pandemic was found in Mississippi. That's according to a new report from the CDC, which looked at all 50 states and Washington, D.C. in 2019. The average life expectancy in Mississippi was around 74 and a half years. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
A blockade of a bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions forced the shutdown Wednesday of a Ford plant and began to have broader implications for the North American auto industry. Trucker Mike Johnson is part of the protest.
I'm not going anywhere. Whatever, I made some phone calls and I rearranged my life and it's going to be what it's going to be, but me and most of these other men here, and some women too, we're resolved, man. We're not going anywhere.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is accusing the protesters of trying to hurt the economy. New information is out on the death of Full House star Bob Saget. His family confirms he had a brain bleed after accidentally hitting the back of his head. They believe he didn't realize his injury and died in his sleep at a Florida hotel last month. As far as just how common these brain bleeds are, ABC News chief medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Oh, we have to do some mini med school here and look at the anatomy of the brain. There's blood vessels there. This is a very unforgiving organ for trauma, but it's a closed space. You have the hard skull, you have the soft brain, and in between that, a little bit of bleeding can cause compression on the brain, and in some cases can be fatal. So is this something that is common? No. But can it happen? Yes.
So for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.